No, not really. Well, did it seem strange to you that Mr. Barber's son might well become a witness in the case? No, I didn't think about that. But when he was leading the case, the defendant's father pushed for a suspect who turned out not to be involved, a man who lived near the park who had a record as a sexual offender. Yes, his name was Leonard Patz. He had a record for indecent A&Bs on kids, things like that. And Mr. Barber, Andrew Barber, the father, wanted to pursue this man as a suspect, did he not? Objection. Relevance. Sustained. Lejudice. Detective, while the defendant's father was leading the investigation, did you consider Leonard Patz as a suspect? Yes. And Patz was later cleared when the defendant's own son was charged. Objection. Overruled. Peterson hesitated here, seeing the trap. If he went too far to help his friend, he would necessarily help the defense. He tried to find a middle way. Patz was not charged. And when Mr. Barber's son was charged, were you surprised at that point by Mr. Barber's earlier involvement in the case? Objection. Overruled. I thought it was surprising, yes, in the sense, have you ever heard of a prosecutor or a cop becoming involved in an investigation of his own son? Cornered, Peterson drew a deep breath. No. It would be a conflict of interest, wouldn't it? Objection. Sustained. Move on, Mr. Lejudice. Lejudice asked a few more desultory, half-hearted questions, relishing the afterglow of a victory. When he sat down, he had the dopey, flushed face of a man who just got laid, and he kept his head down until he could overmaster it. On cross, Jonathan again did not bother to attack much of anything Peterson had said about the crime scene, because again there was virtually nothing in his rendition that pointed to Jacob. There was so little trace of antagonism between these two soft-spoken guys, in fact, and the questions were also inconsequential that it might have been a defense witness Jonathan was questioning.